we should start that.
Yeah, let's yo, Ant, yo.
Hit it.
Yeah, I'm here.
What you drinking on, man? Uh-huh. Yo. Check it. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the Uncelebs.
All
right. Thank you guys for joining us. This is episode 86.
Show your ride.
I'm Sean Solo.
Yes, he is.
AKA there you go. Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
Hey, girl. This Dre on motherfucking drums.
You don't shut the fuck up.
Hey, hey, hey. What I do? What I do? Put my key in that door. Lock that motherfucker out.
And once again, yo, we got the one and only, the spoken dragon himself, Zen Cartel, is joining us for this episode, man. He is in the house. Building and just kicking it, man.
I'm so glad I get to be here for two episodes.
Yeah, man. Right. Yeah. Like back to back, week to week.
With the whole, you know, like,
about to put you on the payroll.
I love y'all. Like, I really love y'all, bro.
Man, I love you too, man.
I think this is the horror seltzer talking, but.
Yeah, we're drinking the White Claw, everybody.
That's your last White Claw.
It's like that. Is there another line left?
Yeah, there should be.
Mm-hmm. Nah. You had the rest of this one.
What? Oh, you don't. Oh, wait, okay. Hold up.
Give me
hold
anything up. But lime.
Oh man. Pass me that lime then.
Grapefruit. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we just passing White Claws around. All right. like a scythe. Like a scythe.
Oh, well, that scythe, bro. You know, I got something. You know, I got that, right? Got a little scythe afterwards.
Okay. Like, word? I was right, just right now.
I didn't get to bring my whole stash. Like,
yo, cut my mic off for the
minute. Wait, right. Wait,
I'll be back.
Wait, hold up. Because I just remembered we ain't even getting into no fuck shit. Y'all gonna get into.
We got some fuck shit this week?
Do we?
I got a whole lot of fuck shit.
You know
bro.
Why? Yeah. You know why? Because fuck shit, you know, we try to spread positivity.
We do.
But when we say the fuck shit, we use the fuck shit to, like, we show the darkness so that we can show the light afterwards.
Right, we learn from the fuck shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's so very, it's
we
very
find joy.
It's very therapeutic. You get honestly, it out. And your friends laugh at the fuck shit.
You can have a positive reaction to a negative experience.
Like, exactly.
That's what really like got me into the Uncelebs. Like, the fuck shit segment. I'm just like, all right, let's get into fuck shit. Like, the whole show is positive. Fuck shit. Yeah, let's get into the Uncelebs lives. What is going on in your lives, the little dumb shit that's really irking your nerves? Because this dumb shit that irked my nerves. Little shit. Like, not even, it's not big shit.
You feel
it's
us?
It's not throw a tantrum shit.
I feel y'all.
It's not throw a tantrum shit. It's just dumb shit.
Nah, it's like it's real fuck shit.
Like, nigga.
Look at this. Somebody look at this.
Like, some guy, come look at this.
Like, what?
Come look at this. Come what you doing, bro?
Fucker. Bitch.
I was watching a Only in New York compilation. And some motherfucker was
a New York compilation.
Only in New York compilation.
Oh, damn.
And some motherfucker was on the traffic light. I mean, sitting on the traffic light. Sitting like
I mean,
climbed the pole, then went on to the traffic light where the lights is, and he's sitting in between the shit just like, and the cops had to come through. Save
him. Yeah. Wait, who's on
that? I know.
It might be you. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that's only in New York, because when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, yeah.
That shit happened too.
They literally started putting Crisco on the light poles. They started greasing the poles. They started greasing the poles because the Eagles fans kept climbing the poles.
Yep.
Wow.
When they won the Super Bowl.
Yep. That's fucking murder. You hear that, right? That's homicide. No,
right, to prevent them from getting up there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then to get them down, they had handcuffs, like a whole net made out of handcuffs. Bro. You can put the handcuffs right on as soon as you jump down. Wow. It's a joke. It's not real. But
I thought like they climbed to the top and then had the crystal.
Nah. Like, no.
Look,
this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna open the back of the paddy wagon, and you can just jump straight off of the top of the shit into the car. Okay.
Wow.
Then we can take you away.
Take that wrong step, like.
But I mean, yes, that's what the fuck shit is. That's what it is, man. Like, what didn't we have? Wasn't there a full fuck shit episode somewhere?
There was a couple.
It was.
I ain't gonna lie, I missed a few episodes just because of life.
There was a couple fuck shit because there was so much shit happening, whether in our lives or in news, and we was like, fuck everything else we were talking about.
Fuck shit episode. Like,
you know what?
Like
you know what? I got some fuck shit. Let me just say this fuck shit.
Go ahead.
I was mad as hell because fucking 15 years ago, I had an AOL account.
Oh my God. Nah. This my fuck shit too. Go ahead, Jay.
So 15 years ago, I had an AOL account, right?
What?
And exactly, right? So now, I only have a few services still attached to that email, but you know, being that my Facebook is that fucking old, you know, so cool, right? So now I'm trying to get some free shit from Spotify, and I gotta get into that email.
Shout out to Spotify.
Oh, this is Spotify gang.
Wait, hold up. Before you finish, did they hit you with the security thing to the phone?
Exactly.
Hold on.
So okay, wait. Exactly. So, damn. So for everyone that doesn't know, they hit me with the shit like, yo, okay, it's cool. You forgot your password. So we going to text your phone from 15 years ago. You cool with that? No, I don't got this phone yet. Nigga, all right, then call us.
Nigga, I know I got security questions set up.
Nope.
From back then. Y'all not even asking me the security questions. Nope.
Mm-mm. No, you gotta have your phone from 15 years ago.
You gotta have that phone number, bro.
So cool. Then I call. I'm like, all right, listen. So I forgot my password. It's 15 years ago. Like, could you just like reset my password?
Nope.
And they like, nah.
Nah, fam.
You gotta be a premium AOL member.
Yo, they hit me a premium AOL member.
Wait,
yo,
so wait, Yahoo. Makes matters worse. AOL makes premium? Matters worse.
Yahoo.
Wait, to make matters worse, I'm like, all right, I'll pay the $5. You know,
I'll pay the
$4.99. I'll pay the $5.
Bro,
I'll pay the $5. But
hold on, I'm about to go back. No.
You
wild
on that one. You fucked around on that one.
I almost spilled this.
Wait. Now. Not only did I pay the $5, but these motherfuckers are like, but wait, your name ain't on this account. I'm like, what you mean? Whose name is on the account?
Wow. Think about it, 15 years ago.
I'm like, yo, what the hell? Like, whose else's name could be on the account? Is it Tony Lucas? I'm not at liberty to give you that information. Say, like, but is she available? Like, come on. Is she available?
Wait, hold on. Let me cut in real quick.
Okay.
What irked the fuck out of me was the fact that not only did this call be on speaker, but after they realized that his name wasn't the main name on the account, which means that he had it since he was a kid, he started talking to him as he was a kid. He was like, oh, is your mother home? No, nigga. If I'm telling you it's 15 years ago.
I'm a grown ass man.
Yo.
I'm a grown man now.
I'm like, Dre, pay him the $5. Yo, pay him the $5. Pay him the $5 because if I have to get on this fucking phone, I swear to God.
I'll never get into my AOL account.
I wouldn't have paid him a motherfucking thing.
I ain't giving him shit, bro.
I was like, pay him the $5. Cancel that shit now.
Fuck that, nigga, because I know I set up security questions. It's funny, too, because I was trying to get my Yahoo account, whatever the fuck, and it was for some dumb shit. But still, I should still be able to get into my shit, especially because I got into my shit like 5 years ago. I just wanted to log back into my old MySpace account. I just wanted to get into my old MySpace account.
I'm about to get into my old MySpace account.
Do not be fooled.
I'm about to. Yo, I wonder if they got all of their history to all my AIM conversations. Not no more.
They deleted it. They do. It's funny they because do? They deleted MySpace and then they brought it back saying you and can all get
they,
your old account.
And all they got is your profile picture. That's all they got left. Because I went mean, back. You, I went back to get my pictures. Then I went back just for nostalgia reasons just to see what the fuck else was there. And my picture was there. That was it. It was like, oh, if you would like to, no, nigga.
I want
to
hear my background.
No, nigga.
Like every chick had fucking grind on me.
You ain't seen your messages.
I mean, I mean, like I went through some other shit to save conversations from AIM and everything. So I would copy it, paste it, email it to myself. So if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
Yeah.
And what the fuck I wanted to do with that, who the fuck knows? I like I was like, oh yeah, man, I gotta save this.
I don't wanna see no fucking conversation from my AIMs. Yo, send like yo, you send some news. Like I don't wanna see none of that shit.
I wanna see some of that.
I was reckless on the AIM.
I'm looking for the nudes. I'm really looking for the nudes. I'm not looking for nothing else.
And then
that's half a fact.
You ever like logged into your MySpace and then you look at like your top five, like oh shit.
Yo. Remember this girl, man? I was talking to her last week. Not even. I mean last week. In that time period.
Yeah, it's funny. I want to be there when T listens to this episode, and we can listen to last episode.
Word.
Wait, what'd you say, Ant? What'd you say, man?
Nah, you see the old messages from MySpace from like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Yeah, wait, hold on. That's what we'll do. Wow. Hold on. Before we go any further, Anthony, are you eating?
Yes.
Damn.
Every episode. Oh my god. Yo,
you gotta keep that silence in.
Yo, instead of binging with Babbage, we do eating with Anthony. Eating with Ant.
What you got, eating, bro? What you snacking on right now? Some mac and cheese over there. Some like leftover Christmas food. Like
what you eating, man?
This man's laughing. He not even answering.
I mean, some Ridge's chips.
Oh, cheddar and sour cream.
Nah, cheddar and sour cream.
Hey, you just said that shit.
I heard the crunch, nigga. I know.
I'm dead,
nigga. I know.
I'm dead, bro.
I'm late.
Yo, Anthony. Yo, what's up? When you coming back to New York, man? What's up, man? We gonna see you again. Yo, now we gotta come down there to Atlanta.
You planning to come back in like March or April?
Just for a visit or for good?
Sound like a visit.
Nah, it's a visit, bro.
They're not coming back to the fuck shit. They got their own fuck shit down there. New York rent, right?
Hell no, that New York rent. Fuck out of here, bro.
When they sick of all of these goddamn car crashes, they'll come back.
Right,
car
crash. Yo, aunt, you in Atlanta, right? Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
What's the capital of Brooklyn? Don't say Westside Bankhead.
The capital of Brooklyn.
What's the capital of Brooklyn?
Stone Mountain, Decatur.
I never heard of Decatur. Wow. Interesting.
I'm going to say Crown Heights.
Crown Heights.
Wow. Okay.
That's a hard decision, man.
The capital.
The capital of Brooklyn. Right.
That's interesting.
I mean, that's my heart right there, Crown Heights. Man.
Crown Heights.
Okay.
That's it. See, I'm going to say Bed-Stuy. Yeah. I don't know why.
A lot of people always say Bed-Stuy.
I always hear about Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy does have the most representatives.
I always hear about Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Biggies, the Jay-Zs, the Fab is from Bed-Stuy.
Nah, he's from Bed-Stuy.
I don't think Biggie's from Bed-Stuy, bro.
Really?
He's not. Well, I know
St. James, I think that's Clinton Hill.
That's borderline.
But Bed-Stuy. He says Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Nah, he's from Bed-Stuy. Because that was his hook.
I mean, because that baby picture that you see of Biggie on the slide, that's in East Orange, New Jersey. But nobody knows that.
Yeah. Oh wow, I didn't know that.
But when you look at it's like St. James and Fulton, right?
Yeah, that's Fulton. That's Bed-Stuy. I thought that was Bed-Stuy with Havana Outpost.
Shout out to Mimi, Havana Outpost.
I'm not trying to discredit this man, but. Is it technically Bed-Stuy?
I mean,
I don't know
the street lines.
I don't know the street lines for Clinton Hill
because I know like my high school is around there and that's Clinton Hill most definitely, but that's on like Green, Claremont, Lafayette and Vanderbilt.
Okay, that's okay, yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm
saying. But here's the question. It's like, yo, what constitutes the capital? Because New York City is not the capital of New York. And hell, it's no. just the most important. It's the only spot.
It's really the most important piece of New York. Yeah. Is New York City. Brooklyn. That's fact. Manhattan and the five boroughs.
What was that? What was up, man?
And the five boroughs.
If you're not from New York City, you're not from New York.
No, wait a minute. No, hold on. Hold on.
Why are you clowning the upstate people?
These upstate,
I'm from New York, my nigga. Like, I'm from New York.
Word.
I'm not gonna lie. If you are from Yonkers, if you from Peekskill, because I grew up in Yonkers and Peekskill.
It's not.
It's right above the Bronx.
You got niggas in Yonkers. That never left Yonkers.
Yeah.
So what's the border? What's the cutoff? Is it Westchester or
Westchester?
Westchester the cutoff. Yeah.
Wow.
Really? I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Westchester is Yonkers. Mount Vernon is Yonkers.
Shit. I'm just a fucking sponge here. I'm just learning about all of this shit.
See, the thing about what Mount Vernon and Yonkers, we're right next to the Bronx, and Yonkers makes every train for the subway.
Word. Yo, I used to be in Yonkers so much that I thought Yonkers was part of the Bronx. Not with my dad. Because, like, we used to drive up there, she'd go shopping, go eat, and then drive all the way back down. I was like, Dad, where we at? He's like, Yonkers. I'm like, what's Yonkers?
Yonkers is a very important city. Like, if a lot of people don't know. Like,
a lot of great rappers came out of there. Oh, yeah.
Not even a lot, just a few. The Lux. That's the only rappers, really.
DMX?
Yeah.
DMX was part of. He wasn't part of the Lox.
Rough Riders brought the Lox.
It's crazy how DMX is like one of the most influential rappers of all time.
Oh yeah.
And it's just like he always fucking up. Now it's not him. I feel like it'd be media a little bit.
I don't understand how he's not in the top.
When I saw this nigga at what fest is that? It's what fest is it? You already got
the Woodstock shit? Back Woodstock. In like 99? Oh shit,
DMX was at Woodstock and had all these niggas, white people.
If you ever
DMX,
if y'all ever see that video, look up DMX Woodstock in 99.
See that crowd? It looked like an XXXTentacion members only type of fucking
niggas.
Niggas is singing.
I wrote DMX Wood, and that was the first.
Yeah,
of course, bro. Yeah. When I first saw Woodstock DMX, I'm like, yo,
and we're like, people, everybody was rocking, everybody was tripping out, like, everybody
loves DMX.
That crowd looked like Coachella.
And I mean, that's how it is. Like, when you feel it, you feel it.
And DMX never won no awards and nothing like that.
Because that's not needed. Like, when DMX came out, DMX is right on that same list with Wayne and 50 and Drake.
He did have a good run.
When you say like they started out on fire.
Yeah,
like,
the most explosive 50, artists.
Bro, 50, I'm not a DMX
Drake,
fan.
They were on fire when they came on.
I'm not the biggest DMX fan, but I love DMX because every time DMX say some shit, it's like, niggas listens and
booming voice. Who's not gonna listen?
Now, I mean, look, bro. Let me tell you, say, yo, hand me another White Claw. Shit's so good. Now, I mean, I swear to God, I was playing.
Literally,
I ain't even finished my first White Claw. What do you know?
That's
history.
Literally, DMX voice is history. Yeah. Like you can anybody gets it there, reenact
that
his voice.
Word.
Anybody know that?
Out of like top five best voices in hip hop, DMX.
That video.
Yo.
Jadakiss. the top five voices in hip hop.
Jay Z. Like,
fucking two of them came out of Yonkers. DMX and Kiss.
DMX and Kiss. I was about to say that video circulated with DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a better shiny nose.
And you sound just like
Yo.
What?
See, it's crazy. I've been perfecting this shit for years. Know what I mean? Like, I've been trying to do this shit and not a lot of places can you go somewhere and you know you can practice your DMX impression. Because it takes a lot of voice, you know what I mean? Know what I mean? Like, you gotta make sure you get everybody's attention.
Hey, this nigga from Jersey.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
What's the capital of Jersey? God,
what's the capital of Jersey?
No, don't say Newark.
No, you can't say Newark. You gotta say Newark.
Yo, my man understands Newark, just like pork, fork, and cook.
And I learned that. And I learned that from the cat meme.
From the what?
From the cat meme.
Oh yeah.
From what?
The girl that's yelling at the cat. The white girl's yelling at the cat.
Cat. He's like. It's Newark.
Newark. Oh, okay.
It's Newark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cat's like,
lost, like,
no, no, I know. I'm like, the cat mean. Oh, okay, cool.
The cat
cool.
mean white.
Yeah, Newark, man. You if you say Newark, you're talking about Delaware.
That's like, a fact.
Wow.
True. That's actually a fact.
I don't even say Newark, but I don't say that either.
Newark.
I don't say that.
You no. just say
Newark.
No.
Newark.
No.
Newark.
I don't say it like that. I say Newark. Like, nah. I don't
know
that you say it fast enough.
It's like a New York accent, you know?
Wait, wait, wait.
Look, listen,
it's like
listen.
The Bronx. He don't understand
listen.
That.
It's, like, the Bronx. It's like this. You don't say, oh, I'm going to Bronx. I'm going to
the Bronx.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's go to the Bronx.
I'm going to the Bronx.
I'm in Bronx right now. I'm in Bronx. But see, that's the thing. It's not even so much that it has to be pronounced the same exact way. You have to make sure it's one syllable. One and syllable. If it's one syllable,
it's like a Tribe Called Quest. You say it all at
you
once.
You say it all at once.
Tribe Called Quest, yeah.
Yeah.
A pimp name Flipback.
A-T-C-Q.
Once, man. You got to roll together. Like,
right. But the capital of Jersey is definitely no. You can't okay. argue with that. No. Like, literally, if you go to most of, you know, the epicenter of Jersey, all roads literally lead to Newark.
That's
Main
crazy.
Street in West Orange That's leads to Newark.
Crazy.
Orange Street in East Orange leads to Newark. Springfield Ave in fucking West Bubblefuck. That shit leads to Newark.
Let him know. Let him know, man.
So
yeah, let him know.
Newark is it, man.
Where the bathroom?
Oh. This.
Toward the front.
Toward the front, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's right by the front.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yo, aunt, let me ask you a question, right? Because you New York, right? How you so New York, you so Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is it coffee or is it coffee?
Coffee, bro.
Oh yeah, that's my
coffee.
Guy. Coffee. Dre, how you say coffee or coffee?
Coffee? No, coffee.
It's coffee.
It's coffee.
You say? I say coffee.
Coffee.
Like cough.
Cough.
Y'all are putting an AW in there.
It's coffee.
Yeah, it's coffee.
How you say it?
That's what I was told is a Jersey accent.
Well, okay. Aunt.
Like paper.
Aunt, that's paper. Say it again.
Wait. Paper.
Paper.
All right, water.
Water.
Water. Water.
Hold on,
water?
Aunt.
I mean,
aunt.
Like, there's not
so the A train, right? The last stop is in what borough?
Last stop on A train?
Yeah.
Depends on where you're going. Like, where you going?
If you going uptown, where's what borough is that?
Manhattan.
Thank you.
Oh, Manhattan. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Manhattan.
What is it? Washington Heights,
not
right?
Not Manhattan. It's Manhattan.
Well, the
I guess.
Well, the Tonyas and the Sonyaitas.
That's
Washington
Heights.
Yeah.
Washington Heights. That's,
yeah.
It is.
That's Lil DR.
Yo, like that remind me. I see a meme going around. They say, I'm from Jersey, where we don't make U-turns, we make U-ies. I said, whoa.
Bus a Yui?
Bussing Yui's, excuse me. Like, bussing Yui's. Right?
Bus a Yui.
Bus a Yui. You don't make a Yui. I don't know. I corrected the hell out of that meme when I saw it. And yeah, then I saw the meme again and it was corrected. And I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks, Andre.
You don't tell you.
That was a gentrified Jersey.
Yeah, you don't tell your Uber driver, hey, buddy. Could you, hey fella, could you make a Yui? Like, yo.
Like, yo, what are you, fucking cop?
Yeah, yo, like, bust a Yui, bro.
You're a cop. Just stop lying to me and trying to talk like regular humans.
Jesus. We got
5 minutes? All right. Shit. Oh, we freestyled the fuck out of it. But,
What
happened? So, we freestyled the fuck out of it.
We freestyled it.
Well, yo, we did, but we didn't because we was already doing.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. How much time we got?
Five minutes.
I'm about to fucking record the audio to a verse I got and just like put it on my fucking Audacity up.
He got that mixtape popping right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Talking to you, bro.
Oh, good looks, man. Yo, actually, by the time this episode comes out, the mixtape should be completely out.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So, I mean, I just like everybody, you can look up on Spotify and Dre on Drums. I'm the only Dre on Drums on there. And like there's only one song up there right now. It's super problematic but super hilarious. It's called "Is That Your Bitch?"
That song, that should not.
Change of plans. I'll let you know that later. But yo, like I found that song to be super hilarious and super fun, and I also made the beat.
It's so you almost giving like a kind of like an Eminem feel.
Word.
A little bit.
Yeah, like people won't hear it on that. Is that your bitch?
Like, nah, I mean it's topics. Like Eminem had his topics and shit like that. I'm not saying like you like Eminem, but just as far as is that your bitch? It just seems kind of like something that Eminem would do back in the day.
Outrageous.
Or, yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Piss some people
like,
off type shit.
Because even myself, I was listening to him. I was like, damn, Dre, like, what the fuck? Is that my bitch? Like,
what the flow is like, really?
No, exactly.
The flow's really
like,
good.
Like, yeah. Like, nah, I want to listen to the flow, the words.
Like, let me call my bitch right now. Where you at, bitch?
Yo, what you doing? What you doing? You over there fucking with some fucking niggas.
I ain't going front. I listen to that song and I call Steph like, where you at?
Steph looking at you like, nigga,
lay with me if you want to.
Like, them jokes, please. Them all jokes. Uh-huh. Ha! Fooled you.
Uh-huh.
What's up, man? What's up?
What's your weapon of choice when making beats?
My weapon of choice? What you mean? What? DAW software?
Wait, hold on. You make beats?
Yeah.
My nigga, come on, bro. You don't have to put me on, bro.
Boy, I got mad beats. I got like over 200 beats.
Right.
Yo.
Yeah, I can talk out though, but go ahead.
I use FL Studio. And that's not the only thing I use. Like, I use a mix of Audacity and FL Studio just because Audacity is super simple and you could, you know, manipulate shit. But aside from that, like, once I get the bread, I'm getting my machine back because Native Instruments Machine is one of the most dopest things like in the fucking world. Oh my bad, I got distracted by a dance, but like what does that mean?
Yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy,
shimmy, yeah. Yo, you know what?
It gotta be me, Dre, Sean, and Zen. We're gonna make a mixtape, right?
I'm waiting for it.
Yo,
you seen I'm rapping? You call me a rapper, man?
Y'all rap, bro.
I don't rap.
That video in Vegas says otherwise,
bro. Oh, word. Video in Vegas.
It
took a whole fucking year. It took a whole fucking year. Yo, we posted that shit up on the Unsolabs Instagram.
Oh, I'm about to fucking go.
Nigga, hell yeah. Niggas.
Yo, and yeah, remember that shit? Yo, he was wild the fuck out.
I wish I was there. Like, that's the funniest hell. Yeah, I wish I was there.
They look like a rap group named Brody Badass. Brody Badass.
Yeah, that was like, yo, what was that? That was like 4 in the morning?
And just dancing through Vegas and shit. Just Vegas.
Wait, so all y'all went to Vegas? And
no, like, I wasn't there.
Nah, it was,
this was years
like,
ago.
This was years ago. Like, man, I'm still mad.
Nobody. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What you got to remember, you invite niggas. So we can see what happens.
This was 2014. I was wilding. Yeah, I was 24. I was wilding.
Oh, shit. This nigga bought up half of the strip.
Wait, hold up. So my man Sean. Hold on. My man Sean was wilding. Because I can't see Sean wilding out.
Right? I never seen Sean wild.
Bro,
how fast can this shit go?
Nah, like, that shit wasn't out then.
It was still
Yo, I remember that one time I had the fucking tall, I had the tall can of margarita, Lamarita, right? It was my first time having a strawberry. Yeah. Yo, I drank that shit. Yo, everything just started going slow motion.
Oh, damn.
And we started hearing juvenile shit.
You know what? That's how I kind of feel right now with these white boys. I don't feel like it's slow motion. I feel like it's like
where we sitting there watching them the Elvis impersonator. The Elvis impersonator. Yeah.
Oh my god! Not
there's always nigga, like not people do that professionally out there. Guitar.
Nah, he was.
I've been so lonely, baby.
Yeah, he was on point. He's about to fight somebody in front of us. Like somebody was like fucking him. Yo,
Elvis.
You almost washed somebody on the strip.
Nah, that strip. That strip ain't nothing to play with.
Bro. Hold on, no. Nah, I'll fuck you.
Maybe it's next like, episode we'll get into some Vegas shit. You with that? Ant? You with that? Yeah, right. Okay.
Let's get it, like, get into some fucking Atlantic Vegas. City shit because Vegas and Atlantic City they kind of like hand in hand.
They are.
Just a little
and Denver.
Bit. Denver. Oh, okay. All right, Denver.
There's a little strip out there too.
Really? Oh, wow. Ant. Remember? Turkey. All right, that's it. I gotta close the episode.
To be continued.
I gotta close the episode, bro.
Yo, y'all are something else. This year's gonna be wild. I can't with y'all.
Remember
the
Alley Cat?
Nah,
y'all
gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
to call you back after this shit, after the show. We're gonna put you on speaker.
Like Alley Cats, right? The hotel. All right.
Damn.
This is episode 86. But I want to thank everybody for listening and watching us and rocking with us, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Steph, Dre, Zen, Ant. Self, man. Yo, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify,
YouTube.
It's gonna be on YouTube.
Got mad shit coming on YouTube,
iTunes, and Spotify, man. Patreon and Anchor, man.
Patreon, pay us, please.
Did Sean just shout out himself?
What?
Anyway,
for me? No, I'm Sean Solo.
Patreon.
This stuffy nobody got.
This is Dre on mother flipping drums.
Oh. And I'm Spoken Dragons.
Yeah, wait. Hey! We out.